It says, yet ye say, wherefore? Because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously, yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant. So obviously he's referring to marriage, because he says here that God has been a witness between thee and the wife of thy youth. This is referring to the covenant that a man and a woman has made before God, okay? He says in verse 15, and did not he make one, yet had the residue of the Spirit? And wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed? Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. Now, what does it mean? Why is he saying that? Why is he saying don't deal treacherously? What does it mean to deal treacherously in this context? Look at verse 16. For the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth. I want you to notice that word there. He didn't say, I think I don't like it. He didn't say, I think it's icky. He says, I hate it. Amen. He says, he hateth what? Putting away. Amen. Now, what does putting away mean? Well, from a biblical term, the biblical definition is divorce. That's what it's referring to. And the word divorce is found in the Bible. Divorcement is found in the Bible. But it's great to use synonyms. And this is a way that he defines divorce is as being put away. You understand? And the Bible says here that he hates it. Okay? For one covereth violence with his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore take heed to your spirit, that ye deal not treacherously. So if an individual decides to put away his wife, put away her husband, for whatever reason, according to the Bible, you're dealing treacherously against your spouse. And it's such an evil and wicked thing to do that God says, I hate it. Okay? So you say, what's God's attitude towards divorce? He hates it. Yeah, but you don't know my husband. He still hates it. Yeah, but you don't know my wife. Still hates it.
Amen.
Okay? Yeah, but you don't know my situation. It doesn't change God's view. He still says that he hates it.
Amen.
Okay? Yeah, but, you know, he's just a lazy bum. He's not a Christian. And, you know, you can go over all these reasons. But that's funny. You know, you didn't take that into consideration before you married him. You know, you understand? You know, people want to make all these accusations against their spouse of how bad they are, but they never bring up the point that, you know, you're the one that married them. You're the one that married her. And so it's till death do us part. And I know that's an uncomfortable thing to say or to hear. You know, I know that that may seem a little rude, but folks, I'm trying to deter the next generation from making hasty decisions, right? And from understanding that God hates divorce no matter how it looks or for what reason it's done.